on the Cyclone Sports Network, live from Applebee's in Ames. Welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, with half-price appetizers two times a day, afternoons and late night. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, proud to support the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Now, live from Applebee's in Ames, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar in Ames. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got Brent Bloom as our guest host tonight, and Steve Prohm, our first guest, and then Bill Fenley will be along here in about 45 minutes or so. And we encourage your questions. You can reach us via Twitter. Just use hashtag CyCorner. Hashtag CyCorner, and we'll try to get to some of those questions as the night goes on. Cyclones getting ready to head down to Lubbock, Texas to take on, I believe now, eighth-rated Texas Tech Red Raider team on Wednesday night. And Brent, welcome aboard. As once again, you're back in the captain's chair here.
Yeah, good to be here. Students are back on campus.
It's a lively place.
Applebee's is happening.
And Steve, thanks for joining us. Yeah, it is. It's a little different when the students are back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's good to have them back on campus, and especially as we get right into the heart of Big 12 season over the next couple weeks. But it's good to get school back in and kind of get back on more of a rhythm for us coaches as well.
It'd be nice to have Cyclone Alley back too.
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, they as special as Hilton is, the students kind of throw it over the top a little bit. So it'll be good. You know, next, obviously we got Texas Tech Wednesday night, but for our first home game, the students back against Oklahoma State.
And that'll be a big one. First things first, down to Lubbock, Texas this week. And Coach Beard has his team playing really well.
Yeah, they're playing great. You know, defensively, you know, he's done a terrific job. You know, number one defensive efficiency in the country. You know, scoring, you know, defense is really good. You know, they just, you know, watching them really all day yesterday, you know, I think there's some things that we can do to be effective against that just with our pace of play and our ball movement. But we can't cut slow. And some things that we've struggled with a little bit this week, we've got to get back to who we are offensively. But we've got great respect. I've known Chris for a long time. We played against him when he was at Little Rock, played against him the last couple years. He's been able, you know, I think he inherited a great situation with Tubby, you know, just the culture and some good players. And then I think, obviously, he's taken it to another level. And they do it. They do it on the defensive end. They do it with toughness. They do it with some togetherness. And it'll be a great opportunity for us Wednesday. I'm excited. Obviously, this week wasn't great for us. But, you know, there's going to be good weeks and bad weeks in this league. And our stretch the next 2 weeks is probably the toughest two-week stretch of our season. Obviously, they're all tough. But just having three of the four on the road against where we're going.
All in the top 20.
Top 20.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I told the guys. Any championship team, any good team I've been part of, you know, you've been through adverse situations. And we didn't play great this week, credit both those teams. But we know what we need to do to get better.
Probably speaks to the grind of the Big 12. I mean, this is 18 games, and, you know, 1 week probably won't define the rest of your season. But if you take the long look at it, there's still 14 games left. I mean, I just probably one after another, and once you get into these Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Saturday, it probably builds on you as you know, one after another here.
Yeah, and, you know, really, so you really got 8 weeks of the regular season still, because we've got a bye day in there, and then you've got the SEC Challenge. And so you're looking at 8 weeks. And that's why, like, you lose on a Baylor and you go Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, you know, you got to regroup. And that's why you don't want to lose consecutive games. You come back, it's one win, one loss, puts you in such a different direction. So you just got to play the next game. And, I mean, you look at all of our numbers before we went into the Kansas State game, I think, you know, we were like 19 on the bracket line, you know, in the country. And so we've done a lot of really good things. The thing that we've just, you know, we didn't finish, you know, on Saturday. I don't think we played particularly well on Wednesday in a lot of areas. But, again, part of that was Baylor and their physicality. And but we needed to close the game the other day. And, you know, you rewatch the game several times, and everybody's going to talk offense. Mm-hmm. We didn't close the game because they scored on four of the last five possessions. That's just the reality, and they got to the rim. We've got to be tougher and better defensively in that time.
It's amazing, though, sometimes the fine line between winning and losing, because – you had some shots that were halfway down that bounced out, and if one of those goes in, you win the game. If you get one stop, you're just so close. And and the way you'd feel would be night and day difference.
Yeah, that, it's amazing what 2-2 and 3-1 or 13-3 and 12-4.
Right.
You know, are you still ranked? You know, are and I didn't even look at the polls there, but are you still ranked? Are you, you know, you're second place in the league, going to play the first place team? There's just one game is so is so valuable as you go forward, and hopefully our guys learn from it. We went over a lot of things from a special situation standpoint. Our flow when Kansas State scored wasn't good enough. Nothing changes for us. We should break at a great pace. You know, have the floor spread, shooters in the corner, five man running to the rim. And then against a broken defense, you know, because I paused it for the guys to say, hey, look where Kansas State's at right now. And you got five guys in the paint. But the problem is we had our four guys standing too instead of attacking. And so we went over that for the first really 15, 20 minutes of practice today to, you know, understand again, you can't do special situations enough. You know, I'm a guy right there in that situation against Kansas State. You know, if we can go against a broken defense, I want to go. And then if you get hung up, if you're stuck and we have a timeout and you got to use it, then use it. But let's try to see what we can get against a broken defense initially.
We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
It's great to have momentum, and momentum creates opportunity. I'm Shannon Latham, inviting you to grow with Latham High Tech Seeds. Consistent wins in regional first trials, and more important, consistently helping farmers improve yields in their fields, enables this family-owned company to continue our 70-year tradition of independent options. And you can help. Join the family as a Latham Seeds rep. Let's talk at 877-GO-LATHAM.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee. And get your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Iowa State Cyclones. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Coach Prohm understands that it takes a perfect blend of offense and defense to win games. At Latham High Tech Seeds, we know both offense and defense. I'm Shannon Latham. At Latham Seeds, we develop corn hybrids and soybean brands that offer an ideal balance of genetic offense and defensive traits to ensure outstanding results. Then we help you select the seed that thrives in the specific conditions you farm. Visit us at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM to put together your winning team now.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's. It's back, the Prohm Burger, with $1 from each sale benefiting United Way of Story County to help fight childhood hunger in Iowa. And Steve Prohm is our guest, Brent Bloom, our guest host today, as the Cyclones prepare to head down to Lubbock, Texas, to take on Texas Tech. We were just talking about the end of the game situations with Kansas State and some of the things that you thought your team could do better. But one thing, Coach, you got some really good looks. I mean, and I know you don't want your guys hesitating to take those shots. And so sure, the last look probably wasn't as good as it could have been. But I'm thinking of the three or four possessions prior. You got really clean looks at the basket.
I think the first thing I did, you know, the great. There's two things that's great about it. Well, there's, it really can go two ways. Those early games, you either win and you have an unbelievable rest of your day, or it looks like me, you lose and you lose in a treacherous way, and then you have family in town and you got to deal with all that. So, but the first thing I did was kind of sneak away and said, let me just rewatch these last four minutes. What could I have done better with these guys? And I watched the offensive possessions, and it's, you know, we get fouled. You know, we miss a free throw. The next time down, we get pick and roll layup. The next time down, you know, we had great ball movement, but we didn't pull the trigger on some shots that we probably needed to. We had really, when I really broke it down, I thought at about the last six or seven possessions, there was really only one
bad one.
Possession that I was like, man, I should have called something different there. And then the last, you know, then you got Bab misses. I mean, what else? I mean, it's perfect.
You want him taking that shot.
You want him taking that shot, and then Lindell misses a free throw. And so that's like your last six possessions. And I told the guys, you know, when we watched it, like I said earlier, I said, all right, now, guys, we had these five possessions. You know, I said, I'll take blame for this one. You know, I probably should have called something different. The other four, we had great opportunities. But what'd they do? They attacked the rim, Brown. They attacked the rim, Brown. They attacked the rim, Brown. And then they attacked the rim, Wade. They got to the rim four times.
Right.
And we didn't stop them. And, you know, we just, it's, you know, it's like 57-54, Babs three. The ball, that's a ball game, you know. Free throw even puts pressure on them because then you switch everything. And they've got to make a tough three or a two. And then we still, the game's still going. But that was it was a tough way to lose just because, you know, we weren't great the other day. But we had kind of found our way to, we had fought enough to get back and get in front. But Kansas State's a resilient group. They just keep coming at you.
I know in some of your previous Iowa State teams and some of your Murray teams as well, you went through some adversity, you know, early in conference play, and then but you came back, you know, end of January, end of February, and then really hit a high come March. How do you deliver that message so your team takes a similar arc that this is a long season?
Yeah, I think, you know, you see that word about success. You draw an arrow on the board and you drive, you know,
kind of
it all over the place, the peaks and alleys, you know, and, you know, if you would go to, you know, how many championship teams, you know, been fortunate to be a part of as a head coach to where, like, my first year ever as a head coach, you know, I was ready to just pack it in because I was like, man, these, and we got the seventh in the country, you know what I mean? And in November, December, I didn't know if we were going to do anything. And then, you know, you went through some situations here to where Monte's senior year, you know, we lose at Iowa and we're not very good and Solomon's injured. And then, you know, we finished the year 11-2. We go on win the Big 12 and, you know, Purdue, we probably adjusted a little bit too late. We had been playing so well a certain way that we didn't go to kind of five out to the second half. It was a little too late, but put ourselves in a position to win that game down the stretch. And so every good team goes through it. I mean, I was Schultz told me the Sweet 16 team in 2014 lost three games in a row. Florida Gators won national championship. They won lost three games in a row.
Yep.
You know, it's going to happen when you play in great leagues. You're going to go through some stretches. I'm disappointed more in just the way we lost these games. I thought, you know, we had opportunities. You know, Baylor, man, we're up. We're playing well. We the last 5 minutes of the first half, we get outscored 24-9. The things that we prepped on all week about free throw box out and attention to detail and rebounding, how important that was in our fires, they weren't good enough there. And then Kansas State, you know, we just didn't close. And so now all we can do is, you know, we're in that situation again. These guys, they know exactly what we're doing, and we'll be better for it. And it's good for this team to be tested like this early because with all of our additions, subtractions, this team's not going to be its best right now. This team's going to be its best in February, and that's when you want to be.
You know, I was really encouraged and have been all season long by the play of George Condit. He just continues to be ready. I just think it speaks volumes about that kid that, you know, he had played 1 minute in mop-up time against Kansas in three Big 12 games, but he had himself mentally ready to go make a contribution. That says a lot about a freshman.
Yeah, he was terrific. You know, it's kind of, you kind of look at it, and, you know, it's hard to throw two bigs out there like that, especially just, you know, I watched the games last year. It's just, it's tough. You know, people put you in some tough positions, But, you know, he knew, you know, I had talked to him like, hey, you're going to get a great opportunity, because only we knew about Solomon's situation until after the game. And I thought he was awesome. You know, he's the best cheerleader during the game from a standpoint of into it, really in tune. The game, the moment wasn't too big for him. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people debating, like, well, why did he take him out? And, you know, I just thought the last 2 minutes was going to go with some experience and show some things on the offensive end. It didn't work out. You know, we probably needed that defensive rim protector at the end. But, you know, free throw situation, some of that stuff worried me a little bit. But, man, he's been terrific, man. And I just think the sky's the limits for him. You know, I'm big on a five-man rim run. You just saw it. They just showed the clip right there. He rim runs. He tip dunks. He brings length up front. And like I said, he can really challenge shots. And so if he can just be patient, he's going to have a phenomenal career here.
Walk us through his story, because he was kind of a late bloomer, I think, on some of the AAU scene stuff. Of course, his dad's a former football player here at Iowa State. But how did you discover George and then just his growth? And I thought, I watched some of him this summer playing for Puerto Rico and the FIBA stuff. And it's like, whoa, this guy's got a chance. And he's certainly, especially shot blocking, has been prolific.
Yeah, he's been terrific. And, you know, it just started. They, you know, Coach Small got a call on him, you know, back in the end of his junior year. And I think they came down and watched us play Baylor. Mm-hmm. I guess that would have been, I guess last year, whatever, you know, January, February, came mm-hmm. to watch the Baylor game. And and then we started, the summer recruiting. I guess that would have been the year before. Mm-hmm. It would have been Monte's Baylor game.
Yep.
And so, so we've kind of followed him and tracked him and did some research on him, and then wasn't getting a whole ton of recruitment. And then it started picking up as the summer started. And then in July, it really, really blew up. And fortunately, and you know, that's what happens in recruiting sometimes, we were lucky the dad wore the cardinal and gold. I'm sure that played a big part in it, that the kid grew up loving Iowa State. And I think he understands what this place is about. I think he really embraces it. I saw something the other day on Twitter. After you lose two games, you're not on Twitter as much. But I was on there. And I saw him at the women's game later that day, shaking hands and kissing babies and all that stuff.
That, he's a good kid.
That you're supposed to do when you play for Iowa State. And his parents are great people. And, you know, the Puerto Rican experience was really good for him. And some people over there texted me and said he's got a chance. And, you know, he's handled everything so good this year, because this has been – it's got to be tough to where, hey, you've got eight guys. Yep. Now experience is back. I got to pull you. Now – Solomon's out, and now you're back again. And he's been ready every time his number is called. And Cameron will be ready to go Wednesday from dressing. I don't know how much he can play. Mm-hmm. And so George, I'm sure, will get another opportunity again.
I think it's cool that you notice his body language on the bench. I mean, there's probably very little that escapes your attention, but that stuff matters, doesn't it?
Man, it's huge. And he's the best we have from a standpoint of being all in for Iowa State on the bench. He's been unbelievable, and he could be frustrated and pouting, but I think he understands that, hey, man, I'm in this thing for the long haul, you know, and if he can just, like I told him, if he stays the course, you know, big guys flip quick, and he's got to get bigger and stronger and do some different things. How much weight he'll ever put on, I don't know. But after another good spring and summer, man, he can really do some things. And a good thing, you know, I was talking to Mike this morning, is they're so different from a standpoint of, so it brings something different to what you need that night. And that's why I thought he made a big difference in the Kansas State game, because he helped us defensively, and he had a big, they showed right there, he had a big putback dunk, mm-hmm. you know, when Lindell went in there and missed the layup and the rim run. He's been great. I'm really happy he's here.
Cyclone fans, stop by Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
As a proud sponsor of Iowa State Cyclone basketball, your premier Chevy dealers love game-winning shots and award-winning drives. With cars like Malibu and Cruze, crossovers like Traverse and Equinox, or the powerful pickup Chevy Silverado. Log on to moreiowansdrivechevy.com to find a premier Chevy dealer near you. Chevrolet, the number one selling brand in Iowa. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date May 2018 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Tournament Club. Designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer, TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all ages. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Call the Pro Shop or visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
At Key Cooperative, we look to Iowa State University as an essential business partner. Our agronomy team relies on their Iowa State education to deliver solutions to our member owners, serving as business partners for their farm operation. Key Cooperative's Iowa State interns learn about the leadership and innovation it takes to become experts in our industry. Key supports the next generation of Iowa growers and the world-class education they receive from being a Cyclone. Connect with us on Twitter or visit keycoop.com to learn more.
Like any winning team, EMC Insurance Companies is made up of key players doing what they do best. Our underwriting, claims, and loss control teams are constantly developing newer, faster, and more affordable insurance solutions. We quickly pass those products and services on to our incredible independent insurance agent lineup, who then pitch our unbeatable business to policyholders. It's a successful combination that's worked well for more than 100 years, and one that makes EMC the insurance team you can always count on.
An adventure at Iowa State University is so much more than going to class. It's about being challenged, screwing up, trying again, then succeeding spectacularly. It's about feeling welcome, making new friends, then realizing they're lifelong friends. It's about learning from others, meeting people with diverse perspectives, then forming your own unique viewpoints. It's about making these years your years while being supported on a campus that builds you up and allows you to shine. It's about having an adventure by you, for you.
This is Seneca Wallace, former NFL and Iowa State player. I want to welcome you to Wingstop Ames. Nothing fuels your crave like Wingstop. The hand-tossed wings. Your favorite flavors devoured with hand-cut fries. It's the crave that can't be stopped. And now, you can't be stopped from ordering because we are now open in Ames at 703 South Duff Avenue. Be sure to come in every Monday and Tuesday. We are dishing up the freshest boneless wings for just 60 cents a wing. Wingstop.com. Can't stop. Wingstop.
Only at participating locations.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's and Ames. Join us at any Iowa Applebee's for half-price appetizers every night after 9. And we're visiting with Steve Prohm. Our guest host tonight is Brent Bloom. We encourage your questions via Twitter. Just use hashtag CyCorner. Terry says, has Lindell tweaked his shooting mechanics this year versus last year? I haven't noticed anything different. Has he kind of tweaked things a little
Lindell?
Bit? Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I think everybody's trying to evaluate that situation so much. I just think... You know, he's been back for about three or four games, and he just needs more game reps and game conditioning as that it happens. And, you know, we get him some better looks and better opportunities. His numbers will jump up, and he'll go through a couple games. He has makes a bunch, and he'll be right back where he needs to be. He
made some great passes the other day, I thought.
Yeah, I thought, you know, watching the last couple, the pass to Tyrese in the corner, the pass to Nick.
Yeah.
Terrific plays. You know, we just... At the end of the day, you know, we're 6 for, when you count the one-on-ones we missed, we were 6 for 15 from the free throw line. I mean, that's where you really lost the game at the end of the day.
We haven't really been able to watch him because he got hurt in that first game, but I know he spent so much time in the offseason working on, you know, some guard skills camps. And what exactly did he want to improve upon from an outstanding freshman year into his sophomore year? And, you know, I think here in the next couple of weeks we'll probably start to see some of that come to fruition.
Yeah, he just needs to get back out there and continue to get more time, practice time, get back, gelling back with his guys. You know, they just hadn't played together in a long time to where I thought we had a great groove early in the year. You know, summer our chemistry was really good. The fall chemistry was great. You know, Lindell went to Chris Paul's point guard camp. He went to the Nike Skills camp. They only take the top, you really just take 20 guys, you know, to the Nike camp, you know, for that. And then, you know, he got hurt. And so, you know, you miss 10 games. It's not... In NBA, you miss 10 games, it could be a week and a half, 2 weeks. College, you miss 10 games, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just all have to be patient. I thought he had a really good practice, one of his best practices today.
Good.
You know, which was great to see. And, you know, we just got to, you know, we all got to stay the course and we'll get ourselves back where we need to be.
Sometimes you just have to tip your hat to the opponent, and I thought Kansas State did the best job of any team all season defending Mariel Shayok the other day.
Yep.
He still hit some tough shots, but they were tough shots. He was well-guarded every single time.
Yeah, they did a great job, to their credit, you know, and we knew it was going to be like that. You know, I was looking at the tape and talking to the guys. That's when our pace and our cuts have to ramp up, and it's going to be like that Wednesday night. And it's probably for good for Mario to see that right now, for because he talked to me this morning. We came by the office to say, hey, we as a coach, hey, there's, if you know, after a couple possessions, hey, let's make sure we get him a look. But even when we tried to get some things for him, man, they ran him off the line. They ran him off screens. He has to do a better job of really setting his man up. We talked about that. And then our big guy's got to really screen. We got to screen better. And then if it's gone about three or four possessions and he hasn't touched it or got a good look, we as a coach, we got to call something to make sure. And then we got to execute it.
Do you like having Texas Tech up next here and another top 10 team? Probably don't have to worry about focus getting back on the road and heading down to Lubbock.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, we got great respect for them. Obviously, I think Chris, we talked about earlier, has done a tremendous job. But we've had success against them. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we've been able to play well against them, and we know it's going to be a great environment. It's going to be loud, but we need this, you know, we need this game to go and grow as a team in a tough environment on the road. All we got is us. And, you know, I feel good. I watched the tape yesterday. I feel good about our game plan and what we need to do. You know, sometimes you get too tricky. The biggest thing, you know, is just, man, our ball moving, our pace has to be unbelievable against them. And if we do that, we can get them moving. You know, we've had some success scoring against them.
Jared Culver is a strong candidate for Big 12 Player of the Year, having just a tremendous season. And he's a big part of what they do on both ends of the floor, but they'd certainly rely on him offensively.
Yeah, he's you know, defense is what makes them go.
Right.
But Culver, I was watching the game this morning. I think it was a Texas game. I guess they got him. You know, all the mock drafts weren't – no, coaches are probably – they hate him because everybody looks and they're like, well, I'm the 23rd pick. But,
yeah.
you know, ESPN, you know, usually those guys are probably a little bit more in the know and in the intel. And I think they have him, like, as the 8th pick right now. I mean, tremendous offensive talent right from Lubbock. It's kind of like the Fred Hoiberg, Harrison Barnes, you know, Doug McDermott kind of when they grew up right here in your town. But so they were very fortunate and they got him. And he's been terrific. You know, they post him. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things against him. Our post defense got to be very good against him. He struggled from three. I think he's 1-for-10, 1-for-11 from three in the last five games. We you know, you can't give him open threes. We just, you know, the biggest thing for us, we got to keep him out of the paint. What Tech likes to do, and they don't have, and Odiasi can score, but they're built on paint, scoring in the paint, but they do it differently. They do it with back cuts. They do it with curling flare screens. They do it by spreading you out and getting you in rotation and driving you. And so our biggest thing is we got to really be inside out. We got to be underneath our man. We got to stay at home, and we got to make those guys make contested shots. But the game, and you know, last year was kind of the breakout. You know, they had Zaire Smith, but you know, Culver was terrific. And you know, their three guards, Moretti, Mooney, and Culver, have been playing really good for him.
Mooney's a grad transfer guy from South Dakota. I mean, just you've got obviously some traditional transfers. You've had some grad transfers. How much have you seen that market change, really, in the, you know, your first year at Murray to now, where that, and now it's, I think it's starting to get into college football as well, where you're talking about the transfer portal. What's the big thing?
Term of the week.
Term of the week. Yeah. But just the way you build a roster is different, and Texas Tech's a good example of how quick you can probably replace some guys in short term.
And that's what, when you lose a lot of guys, it kind of looks, you know, hey, all right, did you hit on fifth-year guys or did you not hit on fifth-year guys?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
If you don't hit on fifth-year guys, you may be in trouble. If you hit on fifth-year guys, you know, Tariq Owens has been really good for him. Matt Mooney's been really good for him, along with they've got Culver and Moretti and some program guys, you know, Francis and, you know, Odiasi, some other guys like that. And so that helps. It helps fill the void because they lost a lot of really good pieces last year. And then you're coming into winning culture, too. And so that helps. But, yeah, the, you know, at Murray, you know, we didn't even really mess with it because they're skipping you. You know what I mean? You're jumping levels. You're going low major to high major or mid major to high major. Nobody's going high major to mid major. But if you just use Fred as an example. If he took a college job this year, I'm sure he would say, man, that grad stuff is totally different than it was, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. And it's just changed because you look at programs, a lot of programs that didn't take transfers, man, are really taking transfers, are taking fifth-year guys to stay relevant, you know, right away. But I still think at the heart of it, you got to get classes like we were fortunate to get this year, where you've got three or four really good high school kids that you can build your program with. Yep. And that's why the program had such a long run of success, because you had Monta here for 4 years, George here for 4 years, Matt here for 4 years, Nas for five, you know, Deontay for, you know, really 2.5.
Yeah.
You know, Nader was here for 3. Mm-hmm. You know, just you had guys in here for a long, long time, and that translates to winning.
Speaking of those guys, how closely have you followed them in the NBA this year? It has to be pretty cool to see, you know, Monta just been awesome for Denver, and then Abdul had a huge game for OKC, and Deontay's getting some run as well. I mean, it has to make you pretty proud.
Yeah, those guys have been, you know, and that's what you keep harping. You know, it's so different. It's even different now than it was when I first got here just 4 years ago, just the social media, the NBA, the mock drafts and all that. You know, I've never really talked to Monta, any of those guys, about the NBA. You know, obviously, you know, that's the goal theirs, and they work for it, but that stuff kind of just happens. And you look at Deontay Burton, he had to make a lot of sacrifices and change a lot going into his senior year. He did that. And now he's, you know, on a two-way with Oklahoma City. Nader, you know, I you know, jokingly say he played on Northern Illinois. They scored 6 points and a half. You know, he was on that team. I don't know how many he had that night. You know, but his work ethic as a senior was as good as I've ever been around. I mean, I came and I met with him. We talked. I didn't know him from – he didn't know me. I didn't know from him. He never had a bad day. The only time I ever saw him really had a bad day was after we lost to Virginia in the Sweet 16, and we didn't play well, and he was back home in Chicago. But I was actually talking to his agent on the way over here pulling up, and, you know, I'm really proud of Abdul, because I think he is just – he is there. You know, everybody wants to talk about – and it's like, man, this program develops or this coach develops, man. Those guys, and a scout asked me, well, what is it? I'm like, it's Abdul Nader at every morning at 9 a.m. was shooting.
Yeah.
You know, Deontay Burton worked out every single day going his senior year. George Niang is in the gym every day. You know, Monte's basketball IQ is off the charts good. You know, Matt Thomas, they're in there every day. And I think, you know, last year we struggled with that because we had so much of an intake of new guys and lack of experience. We've gotten that back, and Mario Shayok has really kind of led the way with that.
It's good to hear. Let's pause here for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, and our guest host tonight is Brent Bloom, and we're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee. And get your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
SiriusXM brings you Big 12 College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24-7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dak, Dime, and Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
When Cyclones and Hawkeyes compete, history shows anything can happen. You'll find true rivals watching the big game together over some great corn-fed burgers and games. Someone will go home brokenhearted, but a true fan stands by their team through it all. No matter which side you're on, you're part of a tradition that's more than just a game. We are a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. Share your best fan photo cheering for your team using hashtag IACornFed.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. That answer has arrived in Iowa with the highest yielding varieties we've ever introduced. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local yield trials to take your soybean yield to new levels. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series, then ask your local Pioneer sales representative about the right A-Series soybeans for your farm. Individual results may vary. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. But Ford has been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. You see, we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner. See you tomorrow for lunch at Applebee's. Lunch combos start at $7.99. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, Brent Bloom, our guest host tonight, and we always encourage questions via Twitter using hashtag CyCorner. And Brad says, Coach, is it challenging to play on the road in some of the recent underwhelming atmospheres? And, you know, without naming names, it's certainly true. We were just talking off the air about how great Hilton is, and sometimes you don't experience that on the road.
Yeah, you know what? I almost think for the opposing team, like, I'm excited. Like, Tech, I know it's probably going to be sold out. Yeah. Like,
it's let's a big go, arena, too.
Let's go play, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it's unfortunate. It also makes you understand, like, hey, I've got a great job. All right, you know, this is where I want to be. I want to, you know, continue to, you know, build on this program because you want to be at a basketball school where people care. And like we were talking off air, it's, there's only so many programs that do that, you know, that, you know, are there night in, night out from, you know, Missouri on November the, or Alabama State on November the 6th to Missouri, and then all the way as we finished Texas Tech on Senior Day at the end of the year. And so, you know, but every league is different. Every school is different. You know, every region's a little different. I just think that's the way it is. That's why you... That's why I use it in recruiting, and that's why, you know, we're fortunate. And that's why you got to play for somebody bigger than yourself when you talk to your guys. Like, man, there's a lot of people counting on you, you know, and so it can't be about us. It's got to be about a lot more than us.
Speaking about that fan base, I just saw it mentioned on the internet today that Iowa State, your Twitter account, has the 10th most followers of any basketball program in the nation, which just goes to show the breadth of the fan base, but also credit the job that Matt Schultz, your SID, does on the basketball side. And the social media is a big part of what you guys do now to promote and market the program.
Yeah, it is. Matt's great. He's been really, really good for us. Does an unbelievable job. But, you know, 300,000 something people, that's crazy. And we were joking too, it could be good and bad on certain days. But, you know, that just shows how much people have great, great admiration and pride and follow our program. And so it's good. There's a lot of things. You know, we hired a GA that can do some things graphic wise that now we're able to up the ante with that a little bit. But, you know, it's good. I think it's cool. Some of the things they're doing right now is kind of get to know each guy. You know, Mike Jake, Tim George Conant, favorite vacation spot, favorite rap music, you know, favorite song, favorite movie, you know, little things that just, if you bump into them, it's a conversation starter. Say, you know, hey, Mike, I didn't know you like, you know, you know, this vacation spot. And so I read it, just, you know, get know a little bit more. But it's been really good.
Coach, Talen Horton Tucker, I think sometimes we take him for granted because he got off to such a tremendous start and had some big games early on, a couple 26-point games. The game against Illinois was crazy. But he is still the leading freshman scorer in the Big 12 Conference.
Yep.
And distributing the ball, I think going into the last game, it was 19 assists to 2 turnovers in the three or four games prior to that. He's doing some great things there. Certainly leading your team and taking charges. Talen's having a real nice freshman year.
Man, he's having a great freshman year. I think, again, it goes back to, you know, on the outside world about, you know, sometimes you're trying to rush that process so fast to where there's going to be ups and downs, good games, bad games. You know, he was sick a little bit to start conference, but we've got to get him going a little bit to help him a little bit offensively. But the thing I talked about when we met the other day was, man, he doesn't have to dictate the game with scoring at times. Like, you mentioned his assist to turnover ratio. You mentioned his charges. He gets steals.
Yep.
You know, he can block shots. You know, he could be a good defender. There's a lot of things he can bring. He's bringing so much versatility. Now, we've got to try to find him where he can get bad closeouts and drive bad closeouts. You know, the best possession we had all year was the possession. We went up 21-18 against Kansas. Ball went all the way around, and Taylen threw it in there, hit Mario. We need him to help us continue to facilitate and move the ball and then slowly add a couple more things to get him going downhill from the top and attacking. But he kind of led the flurry to get us back in the game the other day.
You comfortable playing him and Mariel at that, basically that four spot? I mean, they've got the length to do that. And I know, you know, sometimes in the Big 12, on Saturdays matched up with a Dean Wade at times or one of those, you know, bigger fellas. But he's got the length, I think, THT does to defend in the post, too.
Yeah, I don't think we, you know, our one biggest Achilles defensive right now is two things, really. We haven't gotten the stops late in the last 4 minutes that you've got to get to win games. And then number two, defensive rebounding has not been very good. But, I mean, our defensive numbers, when you look at overall in our Big 12, they're good defensive numbers. I mean, we're, you know, top 30, I think, defensive efficiency in the country, top 20 in offense. So, you know, more, hey, we got to continue to work these guys back together. We got to get more efficient at the end of games, and if we can do that, you know, we'll do good things. But that's where, when you're playing small, we've got to get everybody helping on the glass.
Makes sense.
You know, something I think we're seeing more and more in college basketball in the last couple of years is guys drawing charges on guys making a pass. You'll see a guy penetrate to kick to an opponent, and I think Texas Tech, the reason I bring it up is I think Texas Tech's as good at it as anybody. Guys are going to have to be cautious, aren't they, about, if they're starting to penetrate, coming to a stop.
Yeah, we'll show them that tomorrow. We'll stress 2 feet all day tomorrow and Wednesday before we play. Today was really just the kind I wanted to get K-State. You can't show these guys too much tape, so we showed K-State. That took a while because yesterday we had to be off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but tomorrow we get to practice. I'll show them good offense. And then at some point in the day tomorrow, either here or back down in Lubbock, we'll show them they really flood to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't leave your feet. You got to be on 2 feet. You know, we got to look opposite skip or opposite corner, or we got to get it reversed. But they are trying to not only get help from, you know, coming from weak side to strong side to draw help, they're going to try to anticipate you and as they're guarding the ball and kind of hit back. Kind of K-State got a couple of those you look at and you kind of say, okay, you know, and then just go the other way. But we got to be smarter than that, and that's where we can't try to fight them. They try to down everything and send everything to the corner and to the baseline. We can't fight that. We got to get the ball reversed and move it and beat them by cutting.
Brent, you're an officiating expert. Do you think
thanks.
Do you think those guys just like punching the air with that charge call?
The old rule is you got to sell it. So, I mean, it's just like any other sales job. Be confident. It's my theory. If you carry a briefcase anywhere and you look important, you can get in anywhere.
Yeah.
If you sell a call, then you convince everybody in the building, right?
There are a few I wasn't convinced on.
Either.
Despite the sell.
I got a clip tape you could watch.
Steve, thanks for taking some time. We appreciate it. And good luck down to Lubbock.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And Bill Fenley's going to join us next. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Like any winning team, EMC Insurance Companies is made up of key players doing what they do best. Our underwriting, claims, and loss control teams are constantly developing newer, faster, and more affordable insurance solutions. We quickly pass those products and services on to our incredible independent insurance agent lineup, who then pitch our unbeatable business to policyholders. It's a successful combination that's worked well for more than 100 years, and one that makes EMC the insurance team you can always count on.
The Learfield Directors Cup.
the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What happens when four legacy seed brands converge their paths into one? You create a stronger hybrid. Curry, Prairie Brand, NewTek, and Hogemeyer standing together as one. Committed to serving the Western Corn Belt, backed by the world's largest U.S.-based research and development engine. Four, now standing together as one Hogemeyer hybrid with deep roots and shared vision. See how we've grown at therightseed.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Iowa State Cyclones. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's in Ames. Tuesday night is all-you-can-eat riblets night for $12.99 at any Iowa Applebee's, your home for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. And our show next week will be on Tuesday night because of the big Monday game at Kansas, so we'll have a show here next Tuesday night at Applebee's in Ames. And our guest now is Bill Fenley. Brent Bloom continues to be our guest host. We're going to keep him on board even after his performance with Steve Pro. But Bill
reference holder.
Harrison and Coach, welcome. Hard-fought game the other day. Certainly, you know, we just talked about with Steve how close the margin is sometimes between winning and losing. You had a couple shots there just halfway down that just rim out, and you end up on the wrong end of the ledger. Your team played really well, played really hard, and a play here, a play there, it's a totally different story. We're sitting here talking about you're in first place in the Big 12. So it's sometimes a very fine line.
No, John, it is. And I think that every coach, every player, fan, whatever, you talk about, what play determines a game. And one of the things that all coaches talk about, I think, and certainly we do, is you never know the play that's going to change the game. And it might be the first play, might be the last play, might be, you know, a missed free throw, might be something that seems very simple. And I think that's the challenge that you try and get your kids to understand. That's what you practice to, you know, situational stuff, whatever. But to Texas' credit, they hit some big shots. We had shots that I would say – we would take. I mean, if you would have told me going into the game we were going to be down two rebounding wise, turn the ball over eight times, I would have taken our chances. Yeah. And I mean, Kristen Scott had more offensive rebound than the Texas team did.
Unbelievable.
And they were number two in the country in offensive rebound. Yeah. So our kids did a great job there. We didn't turn the ball over, but you got to make shots. And I think in basketball, more than anything, it's a make shot, miss shot game. And I've done this a long time, and you go to press conferences, and if you look at a stat sheet and, you know, your shooting percentage is really good, you're usually smiling. And when it's not very good, you're usually trying to figure out why it wasn't and what do you do about it. But that's the nature of the game. But, and especially when you play a great team, you have so many plays you need to make. And they made them, we didn't. That's to their credit, and we've got to get better at doing that.
How do you take the long view? Because you've been in it for so long now, so you've seen the peaks and the valleys of you're going to have losses like that. But to know that shots balance over time, and you know, maybe on Wednesday night in Morgantown, Ashley Jones's three threes that went in and out will go in, and then but not let it rattle the confidence too much either.
And I think one of the things, Brent, that because our philosophy here is, and I know the like our local media guys who are great get bored to death because I would say the next 40 minutes. But that's true. I mean, you have to be able, it's like life, you know, did I do everything I could? You know, I studied for my tests as hard as I could study. I did everything I could to get ready for the presentation at work. And if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, then all right, that happens. You're going to lose. You're disappointed. But what do you do when you come the next day?
Sure.
You know, the challenge is we can't lose to West Virginia because we lost to Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay, if West Virginia beats us, they beat us. And I think that's part of growing as a person, as an athlete, as a team. And luckily for us, you know, we have Bridget, Lex, Mayer. You really count maybe more than ever on your seniors because, A, they've been through it, mm-hmm. and, B, the clock is really ticking for them now. I mean, they're looking at the calendar going, all right. I mean, Bridget even said to me today, she goes, Coach, she doesn't tweet a whole lot. But she said, I tweeted something about this is the first day of my last semester at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about stuff like that, then they need to be the ones to say, all right, what did we do wrong? Let's fix it. You know, hug the people that did something wrong. Let's come back to practice today. I thought we had a good day of practice today. This is the time of year where it's hard and it's short and you try and get stuff done and move on. And, you know, the challenge when you play an 18-game conference schedule, I think, is avoid losing streaks and get a lot of one-game winning streaks. And that's what I told them. And, you know, we steal that from football. You know, everything's 1-0. So if you feel sorry for yourself, no one else does. Better move on and get it going.
How does Bridget respond? Probably her, well, this season, you know, definitely – most uncharacteristic the way the shots weren't going in, but she's been through this before. I'm sure she'll take the next shot like it's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the thing about Bridget is, you know, in the way she's grown as a person, you know, that was the first question, I think, in the press conference after the game is, you were 1-for-10 at halftime. What'd you think? She goes, well, I'm just going to keep shooting. I mean, like, I mean, she gets it. I mean, she understands the pressure or the way defenses are, and we've all been fans, and, you know, I'm a Michael Jordan, Pete Maravich kind of guy. And you look at, you know, I pulled out some stats the other day. Michael Jordan had like 100 games in his career where he was like 2-for-15, 2-for-13. That's the best players ever played the game. That's, you know, you're going to miss. And the willingness to take the shot and the willingness to want to take the shot is another part of it. And if you said to me that Bridget Carlton's going to get a good look at the basket at the end of the game, in the Texas game, I'm going to Vegas, which probably can't do that a whole lot, but I'm going to take it. But that's the nature of the beast, and she appreciates that. She understands it, and she accepts that role, which is great about her.
No, we talked last week, and you mentioned something about the team is playing with Bridget this year. They're not watching Bridget play. I mean, it just seems like the flow offensively is so much sharper, and It makes the game look easy, and I know it isn't, and we know that because there's been times where it has been anything but easy. But the flow of the offense this year, I think, is so much better. And obviously it's personnel, but maturity too, probably, from some of those players that are a year older.
Oh, yeah, there's no question, John. But you're right, and I think that's the analogy I keep saying is last year we watched her play, and if you watch the NBA or you watch college games, you know, the ball's not sticking
right
like it did last year. And we were just praying that Bridget could – I mean, we won at Oklahoma State last year, and Bridget basically won the game by herself. And this year, you know, she's still having a monster year in a lot of regards, but I think because we have some help for her, that's allowed her to play better. I mean, you can't double off Ashley Jones. You can't double off of Maddie Wise. Kristen's doing her deal. Lex is doing her deal. So, I mean, I think there's options there that are good. And the freshmen or sophomores, and you add Lex and Nez and Ashley Jones to the mix. So that's the nature of it. But our team is much, much better in a lot of ways. But I think the biggest thing is they understand what they need to do to be better, and they're playing, and they appreciate the fact that we have a great player on our team. Mm-hmm. There's no jealousy, zero. They understand it. They live with it. And
she's unselfish.
And that's a credit to the kids on this team, and hopefully that'll continue.
One thing I've noticed the past couple of games, it's like it gets ratcheted up a notch in the physicality department where you go, TCU, then Texas. You know West Virginia wants to get after it physically, and I thought you handled it really well against TCU and Texas, but it just makes offensive movement that much more difficult when you're getting bumped everywhere, and, you know, we can get into officiating as well. I love that. But it's not always called as much as it is in the non-conference. The point of emphasis suddenly go away in conference play.
Right.
But how do you adjust to that? Because you know when you go to Morgantown Wednesday night that's going to be the book is, you know, to grab and hold and make somebody make a call.
Well, I think the biggest thing, you're right. I think what you do is you put your kids in spots where, you know, you drive the ball at them. You don't – sometimes you have to kind of get rid of your playbook. And, you know, all these nice little sets that you diagram seem kind of cool, but the other team's well prepared. They're not going to let you cut. They're not going to let Bridget come off a screen and get the ball because, you know, I joke about, and I said this the other day, is, you know, I'm old enough to remember the tearaway jerseys that Oklahoma and Nebraska used to wear. We need to give Bridget a tearaway jersey. And, you know, so you just play through it. And what you have to do is, I think the biggest thing, and I've said this, because that's not the way we play. Right. So I think, not that it's right or wrong, I try and tell our kids, look, physical, hard, aggressive, whatever defense doesn't mean they're playing great defense. It means they're trying to take you out of your game. So poise, keep your hands in the air, beat them off the bounce, back cut them, you know, fundamental basketball things that we've tried to do that we have to play that way. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. And luckily, Bridget's strength and physicality, she can go by people off the bounce. You know, Lex is tough with the ball, so you just have to do that. And like you said, when you get into conference play, it is what it is. I mean, we can debate that forever, but you just have to bow up and be tough enough and make the right plays at the right time.
If you have a question or comment for Coach, reach out to us via Twitter with hashtag SideCorner. We'll try to read some of those questions as we go on throughout the night. The Cyclones are at West Virginia on Wednesday night. Brent Bloom, our guest host tonight. We're visiting with Bill Fenley, and we're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Call the Pro Shop or visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Hey, what's for dinner? That question pops in your head all day long, right? It won't quit nagging you till it's answered. So get a quick answer at Quickstar. Kitchen Cravings Cheese Mountain Pizza is now only $4.99 for a thin crust, $7.99 for a traditional crust. For that price, buy two, buy 12. Take care of lunch and dinner. That's take and bake or baked to go. Kitchen Cravings Cheese Mountain Pizza, $4.99 or $7.99. Big on pizza. Big on quick, easy dinner. Quick start. See you next time.
Leisure Resources has been providing the best products, services, and support for all your business printing and copying needs since 1991. And Leisure Resources now does large format printing right on site for all your business's custom graphics and signage needs. Big signs, bold graphics, beautiful results. That's Leisure Resources, the preferred printing and copying solutions provider of Iowa State Athletics. Visit them online at www.laserresources.com. or give them a call at 515-278-4050.
MB Golf Cars of Des Moines is Central Iowa's number one golf car dealer, featuring the best values in new club car and used golf cars and utility vehicles. MB Golf has a large selection of rental vehicles for all occasions and is proud to be the supplier for operations at Jack Trice Stadium. Club Cars' industry-leading technology can be seen in their all-new Onward personal transportation vehicle. Check out our huge indoor showroom at 4905 Northeast Humble Avenue or see all of our inventory at nbgolfcars.com. And go Cyclones!
Hey, Iowa State basketball fans. We know you'll be cheering on the Cyclones with every dribble, every no-look pass, and every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the Cyclones on to victory. Make sure to check out Shields for all the newest Iowa State athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Cyclones in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you in Des Moines, Sioux City, Iowa City, and Cedar Falls. And go Cyclones!
As a proud sponsor of Iowa State Cyclone basketball, your premier Chevy dealers love game-winning shots and award-winning drives. With cars like Malibu and Cruze, crossovers like Traverse and Equinox, or the powerful pickup Chevy Silverado. Log on to moreiowansdrivechevy.com to find a premier Chevy dealer near you. Chevrolet, the number one selling brand in Iowa. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date May 2018 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Applebee's. Every month, Applebee's features one of your favorite bar drinks at an unbelievable price. January's drinks special is $2 Captain and Colas, Captain Morgan and Pepsi, only at Applebee's, your home for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. And our guest is Bill Fenley, and we always encourage your questions via Twitter with hashtag CyCorner. Our friend Roger down in Lake City, Florida says, Bill, the team is really doing well. Have you ever tried not covering the player throwing the ball in and using your fifth player to cover the four players waiting for the ball? I think I've seen you do that a few times.
Yeah, we've mixed it up depending on we spend a lot of time, maybe too much time on inbound situational stuff. I think we've discussed this before, but you know, we've tried to do it a couple different ways. We mix it up: who's on the ball, who's not on the ball. We decide on kind of the sets that they're going to run. Are we going to switch? Not switch. It's something that's very interesting because we really try and score on inbound situations and really try and do a good job defending them. So for us, it's been a little bit better having someone on the ball, depending on, you know, and again, every game is a little bit different. Sometimes we switch, sometimes we don't. But I think depending on the size of the inbounder, if the other team puts their point guard to inbound, sometimes we'll put a bigger kid on it to, you know, even though someone's open, they can't make the pass. And that happened in the Texas game. There's a couple plays that I think the kid was open underneath the basket, but because we were on the ball, they couldn't make the pass. So sometimes it works. And, you know, I've tried to look at a lot of different situations. A lot of people put the person guarding the inbounder dead in the middle of the lane. You know, I've watched, you know, like in the old days, Gary Williams, Maryland, used to always just attack the ball. Rick Barnes used to do it at Texas. You know, we probably lean more that way, but it's a game-to-game thing for us.
You are the mad scientist of inbounds plays, I'd like to say, and have had as much success as any coach I've ever witnessed. I saw some coach, and I wish I could remember, it was a men's game the other night, small college.
Northern Kentucky ran the football.
There it is.
We practiced
you saw
that.
You saw it. Okay.
We practiced that.
So explain to our listeners and our fans what they did. And then part two of the question is, you ever going to try it?
I wish we would have tried it. We would have got on Twitter. Northern Kentucky is playing Wright State, big rivalry game. Northern Kentucky's got the ball out of bounds. It has to inbound the ball against the Wright State press. They have put all five guys out of bounds. And they ran
patterns.
a post cut shallow seven. They ran a football play and threw the ball in bounds, and like it was unbelievable. But every single Northern Kentucky player was standing out of bounds.
And then they got a running start,
and the guy defense. Like was like Brock Purdy picking apart the defense, and it was a shallow. And if you see it on Twitter, they diagram it like a football play.
Yeah.
The guy cut
cool.
in and
cool.
probably had like a pick play. And it was, it's absolutely, it worked for them, got it in. They got it in, and then they made another pass. So by the time they fouled, the game was over.
Yeah.
It was not just getting it in, but I think Green Bay was so confused about where people were because it's not something you see every day. But we've practiced something like that. We practiced with one kid in and everyone else out of bounds.
Okay. Can you get a pass interference call in basketball?
Like a pick play, illegal screen.
Just make sure you're not moving.
Yeah, but if our fans, it was Northern Kentucky against
exactly
Wright State.
Right. That's
it's,
exactly
it's
right.
Amazing. It was funny. Great play.
But you guys put, 3 seconds on the clock, 4 seconds on the clock every shoot around. You work on those.
We do 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 3 seconds. Like the other day at the end of the Texas game, ran, it was 4.9 seconds, which we call a 6 second play. And that's when Bridget got fouled shooting a three. 3 second play. We've had a couple good looks at it. AD and Ray can really throw the ball. So you need someone who can throw it deep. So every shoot around, we always end it with plays that you need a three, 6 second play, 5 second play, 3 second play. That's, and the thing about it is the players are like, they're bored because here we go again until it works. You know, yeah. until it's something you have it. To do. Yeah. Then it's like, oh, I think the good thing with our kids, and that's why, you know, we have really good players and really good kids who understand it. Like, even the other day, the ball went out of bounds, and there's like 4.9 seconds to go, and everyone on the bench is screaming, 6 second play. Like, they know what's coming, and at least you're organized. And, sure. And I thought it was well run and gets us a chance to maybe get another possession.
So who's had the best arm? I've got my theory. I've been watching your shoot-arounds for going on 12 years now. Yeah. So I've seen some cannons, but who's been the best at the full-court baseball throw?
Kid Blazkowski,
yeah.
Without question.
The one against Iowa
two years ago
to Barron.
She can really AD right now on our team, it's AD or Ray are the two that can – The you know, we always, like, one of the first days of practice, we line them up on the baseline and say, all right, who can throw it to the other?
Yeah.
And some of them have no chance.
I knew you were going to say Kid.
Kid had a
velocity,
fastball.
Yeah.
I mean, Kid could probably, you know, go out and pitch a couple innings for you if you needed it.
I thought Heather Ezell had nice.
She was good.
Was a good one, too.
Good one,
that
too.
That was my other
good
thought.
Good choices.
Another good Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
So,
good choices.
Obviously.
We could talk inbounds plays all night, and we'd enjoy that. But I want to talk about offensive rebounding for a minute, because you mentioned Kristen Scott, what a good offensive rebounder she is. And she is. She never concedes anything, and she hustles all the time. But why is she so good? Does she have a knack for it?
Yeah, John, in the women's game, the one thing that I keep telling our players all the time is I've coached women's basketball a long time. We've coached against Brittany Griner and Kalani Brown and – whatever, I've never seen a female basketball player get a rebound above the rim. The ball, it's the Megan Taylor. It's see ball, get ball. And sometimes you just got to want it, the ball. And you get a sense of, and Kristen's really good at figuring out ways to get her body to the ball. I mean, she doesn't overpower anyone. She doesn't outjump anyone. But she just has a sense of where the ball's going to go. And she moves and... That's the thing. I tell our kids all the time, the best rebounders I've ever seen, I don't care if it's NBA, college, whatever, can you rebound out of your own area of the floor? Mm-hmm. Like, we have kids that will rebound if the ball lands in their hands, but if the ball's over here, you got to move. And Kristen always seems to find a way to move to the right spot. And I think she understands that, hey, if I get it, I can score. If I get it, I'm going to get fouled. And because of our ability to use her inside and out, a lot of times she's away from the basket and she gets a running start.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're just playing hand-to-hand combat on the block. So it's a talent that she has. I think it's in her DNA, but it's certainly something that I think will serve her well moving forward.
One question I wanted to ask you, because I've been thinking about it all weekend, not specifically because of the events on the men's game and the women's game on Saturday, but evaluating officials. Because, and I'll say it, you did receive a technical foul on Saturday. I thought very much justified for the call, and again, I'll leave it at that. I have officiated, though.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the process like? Because a lot of people think, oh, these officials and the men's and women's is similar. They just go about their merry way. But there is at least some accountability there for what you guys have to say in evaluating, correct?
Yeah, obviously, after the game, there's a website, and we get I do it myself. Some coaches that have an assistant do it. I always do it myself because if I say something, I want it to be from me, and if they have an issue, then it comes back to me. But there's a website, and you evaluate each individual official.
Okay.
You evaluate the game. Was it hard, easy, anything that happened in the game that was out there? They get, obviously, the video of the game, so they get it clipped. There's usually, not every game, but most game, there's an observer that's hired by the Big 12 that evaluates the officials. And then, you know, at the end of the year, there's a big printout, and you go through it. But they are evaluated. They're supposed to look at clips of games as well. So I think the analogy I would say is it's like some jobs, there's continuing education. And obviously if a call is missed or a call is right, you know, like we'll send clips in not every game. I it's kind of a waste of time, but you'll send clips of the game, you know, in and evaluate it, and they'll come back and say, well, we thought this was right. We thought that was right. Okay, we'll do this. So, but there is evaluation on a broad-based situation. Sure. That we all go through. And every official is evaluated by the coach on both teams. We do all home games and all conference games.
Okay.
So if it's a non-conference game, we just do the home games. Conference games, we do home and away. And then there's an observer at all of our games that is doing the same thing. And then they just kind of put the data together and make decisions on who moves up, who moves down, who gets this game, who gets that game. And most of it is determined, like on the men's side, I think. Maybe it's not the exact same way, but who gets in the NCAA tournament, who moves to the regional, who moves to the Final Four. Same kind of process.
What have you seen change with officiating over the last 25 years? I mean, obviously, they're evaluated probably a little bit more closely now than maybe they were back then. There's so much video and everything. But what's changed with the officials?
They make a lot more money.
That's for sure.
And some of them are doing it full-time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I do think that there's a little more accountability. And I've always said this, and I don't understand why it's never happened. There needs to be someone, and I'm not just talking about any game. I'm saying the officiating is such a big part of the game that we need to be better at, in the women's game or in basketball in general, like football, announce why, when they go to the table,
oh yeah,
say to everyone mm-hmm. why this happened, or at the end of the game, have a pool reporter or something, if there is something that happened, mm-hmm. because the players are accountable, the coaches are accountable, the fans are mad, they officiate the game, get their post-game meal, and leave. Like, that to me, I think, needs to be dealt with. And maybe it's just send someone to the coach's locker room and or the official's statement. Locker room and get a statement. Mm-hmm. And that's it. This is what we saw. And or we didn't see it. This is why we did the ruling. Now, I know, John, when you guys do TV games, sometimes I think they come over and tell you guys
occasionally,
what they do,
especially
or
on the flagrant stuff.
Yeah, I mean, which I think is great, but I think that would make it better. You know, we live in a world now where if you watch the news, everyone's talking about transparency. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good thing for officiating
sure.
in basketball because they have the way to do it. I mean, when the game stops and you see all the officials at the scorer's table and then they bring the coaches together and then everybody leaves, everyone's like, well,
what happened?
What just happened? And I'm not saying it, and probably the reason they don't do it is because of the confined nature of basketball. Mm-hmm. They might not want the official to stand out there in front of 14,000 crazy Hilton people and say something that didn't go our way. But that to me would serve a lot of people and maybe even more so the media after the game.
You've seen the legendary Billy Tubbs PA address.
One of the best things ever. Ever.
The officials have asked me to tell you that no matter how bad the officiating is, don't throw things on the floor.
I think you got a T for that.
You know, my boys are always trying to figure out ways to make money and get into business. My thing is I want to figure out a business where I sponsor the back of officials' shirts in the last 2 minutes of games because they're always at the monitor. It's going to be like NASCAR.
Because watch more TV than my kids.
Applebee's is going to be on the back of Higgins' thing. Hey, how about that?
True story that
why not?
Under Armour does sponsor football officials now.
Hey.
Like they get, even in the big, in college football, if you notice, they all have Under Armour.
Smart.
Because they get a check from them.
I just think that.
A lot of reviews the last 2 minutes.
It's just one of those things that. The game's better. Hopefully the coaching's better. Everything's better. The officials have such a big part of the game that you want everyone to be on the same page.
And I'll say, I think it would help officials to explain rules that are often misunderstood in those post-game settings.
Well,
if they could explain the better.
I hate to bring up the Bears, John.
Thanks.
But the play that there was the fumble and they left the ball in the field.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they came back later and said, well, we found this rule deep in the bowels of the NFL. Like, at least when they said it, people were like, okay.
Yeah.
Then became like, the Eagles and the Bears, you need to teach those guys to fall on the ball. Mm-hmm. Like, then all of a sudden it became,
absolutely,
it's on them. But again, they explained it in a way where, I'm not saying you like the rule.
Right.
But there is a rule.
It's like
this
the tuck
is, this,
rule. We never knew about it until it became a thing.
Exactly. And I think that would be, and it would help the officials too. Absolutely.
I'll volunteer to be the go-between.
Hey, here's a question for you, Bloom. You're an officials guy, so here's a question for you. Why can't more than two guys watch TV at the same time? Why can't all three of them go over the monitor and look at the play instead of two go watch it, and then they wave the third guy in?
I have no answer.
Monumental waste of time. There's three of us in our living room all the time watching TV.
Need bigger screens.
But I do think review's been good for the most part for the game. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
If you're looking for Pioneer brand corn products that take performance to a new level, we have three words for you. Local Yield Hero. Local because they've been proven to perform right here. Yield because these products have the highest yield potential in the area. And Hero because they've helped growers like you succeed. Only the best of the best earn the right to be called Local Yield Heroes. So ask your local Pioneer team about maximizing them on your acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Honey, can you grab some steaks from the basement freezer?
Can you believe this old deep freezer adds $100 to my electric bill a year? Luckily, MidAmerican Energy has an appliance recycling program. So I called, and they're going to come haul this beast away for free and give me $50 for it. They're also going to give me $25 for this window AC unit and another $50 for my husband's fridge in the garage. Recycling really does pay.
The power is in your hands. Call MidAmerican Energy to schedule your free appliance recycling pickup today.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee. And get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
Switch to U.S. Cellular right now and get a free Samsung Galaxy S9, no trade-in required.
What? No trade-in required for a free Samsung Galaxy S9?
None at all.
Can't be that easy.
It is. Just switch to U.S. Cellular.
Here, take my watch.
No, I promise you don't have to trade in anything.
Here, I'll give you my shirt.
No, keep your shirt on.
Sorry, free Samsung Galaxy S9 got me excited.
I know.
Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line, port-in, credit approval, device protection plus, and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and additional terms apply.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. But Ford has been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. You see, we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Built Ford proud.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's in Ames. Join us at any Iowa Applebee's for half-price appetizers every night after 9. We thank Steve Prohm for joining us earlier in the show. And right now, Bill Fenley's our guest, and Brent Bloom is our guest host.
I'm going to stay till 9.
You would.
For the appetizers.
Well, I think you should. Absolutely. They're very hospitable here at Applebee's. Bill, you've got one of the top freshmen, not only in the Big 12, but in America, Ashley Jones. And we're really starting to see that talent on the floor more and more. With her confidence rising, it's so much fun to see how much she's grown just from the time she's gotten here. But I know you've gone through that process with talented freshmen before, and it's really fun when they start finding that level that you know they can play at.
Yeah, you're right, John. Ashley's a special talent. She loves the game. She works hard at it. She reminds me so much of Bridget about how hard they are on each other, on themselves, and what they expect of themselves. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of Ash is she doesn't, you know, worry too much as a freshman about, you know, if I miss a shot. You know, I joked the other day, I think I said in one of the press conferences, someone said, what about her when she misses? And there was, I can't remember, I think it was the Miami game or Auburn game. It was early, and she was like 0 for 5 or something, and Billy's sitting next to her and said, hey, keep shooting, and you'll be all right. And she goes, I know.
I love that.
Just like,
great answer.
Like, don't worry about it, you know. And the other thing, though, right now, she went from, I would say, and this is a credit to her and the staff with Billy, and especially, you know, Billy and Coach Steyer, is she went from a defensive liability to now she's guarding good players. Yeah. And she, you know, when she was at Iowa City High, I mean, she couldn't guard my Diet Mountain Dew cup and didn't have to because, you know, it was like score 40, don't foul out.
Right.
And now you're telling her you got to play 35 to 40 minutes in the Big 12. You got to make shots. And you got to guard maybe the other team's best player. And, you know, she guarded Danny Williams from Texas. She's guarded Christina Carr from Kansas State. She's starting to get it. And the only time I've seen her, and I mentioned this the other day, that I've seen her frustrated is we were talking about, you know, we changed up how we were going to guard someone, and she was having trouble doing it. You know, we were, you know, literally it was a walkthrough before practice, and you could tell she was really upset. And I said, what's the matter with you? She goes, I get really mad when I can't do something. I said, Ash, you can do it. You just haven't had to do it yet. You'll be fine. And she's going to be a really good player. She's a special kid from a special family. And it's just a kid that, you know, you love all the players. But I've always said, you know, this is Iowa State University. And when you have a kid from our state,
sure,
it means a little bit more at times. And I think for Ash and what she's been through and what she's going to do here, she's feeling more comfortable. She's talking a little bit. She'll be fine. But
she talks?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Other day in the press conference, they asked her a couple of questions, and she actually gave like a two-sentence answer. And I'm like, wow, she's growing up a little bit.
But that'll come too.
It's just like Bridget. And I told her, I said, when she walked in and this summer – and I said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be coached hard. We're not going to coach you like a freshman. You're going to play. Just do everything that Bridget does, period, everything. And she's kind of bought into that. And if she comes anywhere close to what Bridget's become, we're all going to be very, very happy that she's a Cyclone.
We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
At New Tech Seed, we believe true success in farming is about what you harvest from your fields and from your life. We call it living the New Tech lifestyle, where success, enjoyment, and family all come together. New Tech Seed brings you top-performing seed, backed by passionate seed professionals who love this farming life just as much as you do. Discover the New Tech lifestyle and our 2019 lineup at newtechseed.com.
Attention, light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's. Applebee's invites you to join us next Tuesday here in Ames and be part of our live, or should we say lively, audience. And that's next Tuesday because of the big Monday game in Lawrence, Kansas next Monday. And meanwhile, the Cyclone women here on Wednesday are heading to West Virginia. And that's always a very talented team. They were picked high in the league. It should be a terrific game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it should be, John. West Virginia, Mike Carey's been there a long time, does a great job. They guard you hard. They're one of those teams, maybe the most unique defensive philosophies in our league, where they overplay everything. They make every entry difficult. They work really hard at it. Sometimes they switch, sometimes they don't. And then they always have, every year, one or two kids that are just dynamic scorers. And they go through them. And, you know, Tynese Martin, who sat out last year as a pro, Naomi Davenport just lit us up at their place last year. So, it's going to be a grinded out game. They've won their last two, and certainly a team that you know, it has aspirations of being in the NCAA tournament. I think it is an NCAA tournament team, and hopefully, you know, the Wednesday night games are always, you know, a little different. Yeah. They don't draw as well on Wednesdays. I don't know where their men are on Wednesday. Sometimes that's an issue for them, like us. If the guys are playing, you know, you're trying to get away from TV. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It'll be a very, very difficult game. We've not played very well there the last couple of years. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I think it was, we played really well. But they just really, really guard you. And you better be strong with the ball. You better play through contact. You know, don't overthink it. You know, be shot ready and hopefully make a few more than we made the other day.
What do you think of going to Morgantown? Because it's so different, at least, you know, from a stylistic standpoint than anything else in the Big 12, or a lot of similarities between some of the Midwest and the Plains schools. But it's just, it's a new world out there, isn't
it? It's a completely different environment. Yeah. It really is. They love their school. They love their team. But it just seems like it's like it's 1995 still.
Yeah. No.
You know, the fans are great. You go to
it
shoot around.
Feels older.
And you know, I like, you know, there's people walking in the building because they have a restaurant in the gym. And like, for me, it's like, I every year I'm like, hey, guys, who's that? And they're like, I don't know, it's Jerry West. You know, it's the logo. And they're like, they have no idea.
You know,
it's
Hot like, Rod Hundley.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I'm all excited. And our players are like, coach, no idea who that is, you know, kind of thing. But it is a different environment, but they love their school. Yeah. They love their team. And they get after it really hard, and everyone wakes up quickly because they shoot the musket off at halftime, and that scares everybody. You know, the new kids will be like, "What just happened?" But it is a great place to play.
What's your all-time favorite visiting arena, place you've gone? Maybe just the history of the building.
John, I've been really lucky. Probably the two places I would say are Fog Allen and Cameron Indoor. I love the old school kind of game. I played at Pauley Pavilion once, but Fog Allen. I mean, to sit on the bench in Fog Allen Fieldhouse and think about what's going on in that building is really cool. And Cameron was the same way at Duke. And the thing that you're surprised at is Cameron is so small.
It is.
Yeah. It is. I mean, most people it'd be like, it's a high school gym. I mean, they see like 7,000 people. It's just this little confinement thing. But, man, you just sit there and, you know, the tradition, like, is oozing out of the walls.
I remember having to help Richie Fellingham up into the Raptors because they broadcast from the Raptors up there. They're not on the
barn
court
in Minnesota's kind of cool.
Way.
Same
yeah,
thing.
That is cool. Yeah.
The barn's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a weird –
I like the old gyms, too.
The new ones are cool, but just for those of us that have been around a long time, it's like probably old Chicago Stadium or, you know, the places that, you know, like Fenway Park and those kind of things. If you love the sport and you're a historian of the sports world, then, you know, you like that. Not the cookie-cutter fancy stuff, but been lucky to be around a few of those places.
All right, just a few seconds left of the show. Favorite baseball stadium other than St. Louis?
Either Petco Park in San Diego or San Francisco.
Those are nice.
Those are incredible.
I would love to see a game in San Francisco.
It's great.
Yeah. I have about seven to go to get to all of them.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well,
we're going to get there.
I know you're
going to
do
get
it.
There.
Coach, good luck in Morgantown on Wednesday. Thanks
good luck to Steve
time.
At Tech. Go
Brent,
Cyclones.
Brent, thanks for taking some time. Appreciate you here as well. And hope you can join us again next Tuesday for the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
On the Cyclone Sports Network, live from Applebee's in Ames, this has been the Cyclone Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, with half-price appetizers two times a day, afternoons and late night. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, proud to support the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cyclone Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.